Hey, what's up, buddy? How are you? It's been a while. I haven't heard your voice, and it's good to have you here. So please record more. Your voices mostly are very entertaining. I like them very much. So keep going, man, and keep doing this and record and let us hear your voice because you're doing a good job. So about the things and the questions that you asked here. So the first one, what is your opinion about fear? My opinion is that fear is always there. It's a feeling that we have towards something that we want to achieve or face. And I think that this feeling comes from some events that happened before. Maybe we don't remember it, or maybe we remember it, who knows? For example, if someone is afraid of height, something happened to him, that person maybe watches something, maybe someone told him to be afraid of height, be careful about height or something like that, or maybe a childhood event or something. So I myself, I remember that I fell off, I fell off the roof, and from that time I am afraid of height. So I believe one of the reasons that I am afraid of height is that because I remember that when I was a kid, I would go. I would just climb, buildings, the buildings, old buildings, because I wanted to actually, find some stuffs in the buildings. So me and my friends, we were just go on adventures, and it was very fun, those days. But after I fell off, I was afraid. I became afraid of this, height things. So yeah, I think one of the reason is that we are afraid of things is that something happened to us. For example, if someone is afraid of mistakes, maybe one of the reason is that is school. One of the reason is that his or her parents or whatever. So it depends. It depends on what happened to them. So if you're afraid of making mistakes, someone taught you that. And fear don't come from heart. Fear comes from brain, because brain is for controlling our body, right? So when you have something in your heart, a dream or something, you want to achieve it, but the head sometimes tells you, hey, this is a risk, this is tough, this is going to be hard, this is a challenge. So how you will take it? So he's constantly questioning you, and one of the reasons is that you're afraid to do that is that the brain is giving you some signals. After that falling off out of your roof, my brain is constantly telling me, hey, be careful, be careful. And one of the reasons that I'm afraid of height is that. So recently I went to a balcony, and I was afraid to shit out myself because I couldn't stay on the balcony because I was afraid of height. So yeah, I think it depends. 90% depends on something that happened to us from childhood, or something that happened to us from before. So what kind of fear would stop you more than other fears? I think the fear of death is something that stops me from, doing something. For example, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I want longevity. And that's why I'm so careful about what I eat. I'm so careful about what I do. I don't want to make myself die. At least, I know I'm gonna die, but I know that I can control at least some points, some events that I can increase my longevity or decrease it. So I'm not gonna eat junk food and different stuffs out there. I just like to live at least 100 years. I don't know if it's possible or not. Maybe some tragedy or something happened to me, I die very early, I don't know. But I don't like to die very soon. So this fear is something that is with me. And after my brother's death, this happened to me. As I said, something happens to you and you make you wonder, holy shit, maybe this happens to me. So one of the reasons that be afraid of something is because something happened to us from before. What is your biggest fear that you've ever got? As I said, fear of height and death is the thing. What is your biggest, as I said? So what do you think about other animals' fear? I mean, do you agree with me that fear is kind of kind of a nature? Yes, of course it is. It is a nature. It's there. You can't stop being afraid of some things. You know, we all are humans, right? We are afraid of things. So it's not like, you know, saying I'm not afraid of anything. You know, some people comes to TV shows and different things and they say I don't afraid of anything. They're bullshitting, I mean, you know, because there's no such a thing as I don't afraid of anything. I think that it's not possible. So it is a nature, it is a natural thing, and it is our human nature, as I said. And I think that the successful person is that person who challenges himself by overcoming and facing the fear. So if you have fear, if you face it, you will overcome it and you will become successful. Because fears and, you know, challenges go the same way. So I think that one of the reasons is that. So, by the way, I talked a lot. So thank you so much. Great topic. I really enjoyed it. And good luck. Good luck with your journey, with your English. You're improving very fast. Good luck.